Tinana, something by the late, great Clifton Chenier on this wonderful Saturday morning. As we always say, this was recorded back in 1972 and then 1991 on our Hula record, featuring, of course, the Clifton Chenier himself, Cleveland Chenier, John Hart, Evelyn Bishop, and Paul Senegal, better known as Little Buck, Steve Miller, Joe Bruchette, Robert Peters, and Felix Benoit. Those were all musicians in the band. And oftentimes, we just give credit to the musician or the lead person, like Clifton Chenier. But in order for him to have become popular like he had been, is that he had to have had the backup, the bands in which he had John Hart and all the rest of them that at least made it possible for him to become such a famous individual and a zydeco musician throughout his life. So we just want to give credit to all of those who have played with him. And Little Buck is still around. And, of course, he plays now with sometime Buckwheat and also Coral Day. And he has his own band, and he just plays wherever he can, wherever he is needed, and wherever he is hired to. And, of course, they have a big barbecue going on at Little Buck's this afternoon. So just going out there about 4 o'clock. Big Mark called in this morning and said that they would be starting the barbecue around 4 o'clock this afternoon. And, of course, he says he's inviting all of his friends to come by and just partake. You don't have to bring anything. He provides everything at the house. It's on him. So you know where it is? If you don't know, just give me a call here. I can let you know exactly how to get to his place to enjoy that barbecue that he's going to have. He's going to have deer. He's going to have deer sausage. He's going to have chicken. And he's going to have barbecue pork chops. And then I think he's going to have also T-bone steaks, I understand, that he's going to have, with some red beans or something like that. That's what he's going to have. He said he's just trying to do that for all of it. So it's going to be all. It's going to take place at Little Buck's house on St. Charles Street. I didn't give you the exact address, but it's on St. Charles Street. So in case y'all want to, would y'all like to go there? Would y'all like to go to?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Just go to St. Charles Street. That's all it is.
St. Charles Street.
St. Charles Street. And tell them that.
John sent you.
Yeah. Tell them JB sent you. I know what Little Buck is saying right now. He said, I know. We can't put those explicit on the air. But anyway, I have in the studio this morning the couple. No, two individuals. They're not couples. No, they're just, well, that's a couple of people. That's a couple of people.
Individual.
That's a couple of people in the studio. And they're here to talk about St. Joseph Catholic Church Bazaar and Dance. So who's going to take it first? Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
It's going to be at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Maurice at the W.O.W. Hall. We are having Gino Delafosse play with us tonight. From 9:30 to 1:30, I want everyone to come out to hear Gino. He's a pretty good band, and like I say, it's going to be $8 to pre-sale and $10 at the door, you know. And for tickets, number you can call is 478-8046, 48, and 654-8816. That's Gino Delafosse tonight at the W.O.W. Hall in Maurice. And how you get there is go down to Maurice off of 167, turn at the first red light, make a right turn, and it's down Highway 92. It's approximately a half a mile from red light, so you can't miss it at the W.O.W. Hall, you know.
He didn't sound like that in person. We were talking off the mic, he didn't sound that way. He's a total person, totally different person.
Different person. I mean, you know, it's the first time in everything, you know. which I was here last week with Herman Frusley, and, you know, I just sit back. But this time I'm here, and, you know, you live and learn, like they say.
But you're doing very well.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. He was a little shy.
All right.
So you worked with MC?
Yeah, in UPS and Lake Charles.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
So how well you knew him?
Pretty good. I know he's from Swallow.
What kind of boss was he?
Oh, he was all right. He took care of his people, like they say.
Oh, really?
He took care of his drivers and stuff, you know. Okay. If you was right, you was right. If you was wrong, you was wrong with him.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
There was no gray area.
No. Yeah, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
No gray area there at all.
Oh, yeah, John. It was all good. You know, I wish I could have him back, but he didn't retire on us, you know.
Oh, and you're still at it?
I got one more year left.
And then you're going to give it up?
I'm going to give it up.
And what are you going to do?
I'm going to do what he's doing. He's doing something, I believe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Transportation or something.
Yeah, he's doing transportation out of Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge, right. He said, I got open for him. He said, I was a good employee, so he got a spot for me whenever I let it go.
Good. You know? There's always, when you set up a good reputation and a good work history on the serious side, right. You never have to really look for a job.
Right. It's true. They come to you.
Because they come to you.
Right. It's true.
And that's important. And these youngsters could understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Some of them do and some of them don't. And,
like I say, it's not like it used to be, you know?
No, it's not. Yeah. So, Deborah, what you...
Yeah, well...
Now,
okay.
Now, what are you gonna talk about?
I'm going to talk about our fundraiser that's coming up in October.
Okay.
On October 19th, a Saturday, we have the new and used thrifty store from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the church hall. Then the following day on Sunday, we have our delicious barbecue chicken and pork steak dinners, $8 per dinner from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can pick it up in the church hall or we have a drive-through. We also have homemade desserts will be sold, such as sweet dough pies, brownies, popcorn balls, cookies. Then following that, at 3 p.m. that afternoon, we will have a bingo, cake and cash bingo. Mm-hmm. Only $6 to get in the door from 3 p.m. until. Wow. So come out and have a good time with us. If you want any dinner tickets, you can call 654-8816 or 893-5428.
Very good. Very good. So that's all going to take place on... Now, Saturday, you have the thrifty store.
Right.
And then on Sunday, that's when the barbecue dinner and pork steak will be sold, and also the bingo.
And all the trimmings.
Right. The trimmings will take place. And all is going to take place at St. Joseph Catholic Church ground.
Right.
And they have the hall there in the back of the church or on the side of the church, whatever way you want to look at it. That's all going to take place in... And you do this every year.
Every year.
You've been doing this for how long, though?
Ooh, I would say about 10 years.
10 years, yeah. This is wonderful, though, because you're trying to make sure that the church and the community support this, because the church really and truly need your support to make it a success and also to take care of all the other expenses that come about from time to time. And I'm sure the church also does... some community services as well, and all of the funds, and some of the funds are used for that.
Right.
And that's one of the, sometimes people always wonder, what do they do with the money that they raise? But they got to keep in mind, people who are asking that question, there are some people who are in need, and they go to the churches, and the churches actually provide some services for them, and which is good. And so, but anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And y'all did very well. Where's Risley and
They had
and
a funeral
Yo?
To go to this morning.
Oh, okay. And Yo?
Yo is with them.
Yo is with them. Okay.
So we're their backup.
You're the backup on that. Well, y'all were good backups.
Oh, that's good.
And
that's
so good. You know what? They had just lost that job. so they when they come back, I'm saying, you just lost your job because the ones that came and represented you very well.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we'll try to be there tonight, maybe and maybe not. I don't know because we have a little... I got to check with my wife and see what she would like to do. All right. Yeah.
We have two tickets to give away.
Oh, you have two tickets to give away.
Yes.
Okay.
Caller number 3.
Okay.
And caller number 7.
Okay. And here we go. How the number? 482-6991. And she will answer. Now, the number is 482-6991. Don't forget, Gino Delafosse will be there playing tonight, starting off at 9:30. and SWOW Hall on Highway 92 in Maurice. And the phones are starting to ring already. And I'm going to just let you answer the phone right now. And here we go. All right, we're going to play something in the meantime while the phones are ringing. Something by Rosie Ledette. And here we go with Listen to It. We have some winners. We have the winners, and the two tickets have been given away. So you may want to stop calling, or if you want to call for something else. However, they have the tickets that were given away. Deborah, who are they?
Congratulations to Irving Broussard from Brobridge and Nina Kennison from Lafayette.
Oh, very good. So Nina Kennison and Irving Broussard. Are the winners of the two free tickets that you can at least enter. They're going to be at the door.
They will be at the door. I'll have them at the door for you.
Mm-hmm. And Gino Delafosse is going to be there, so he'll entertain you from 9:30 to 1:30, 9:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. in the morning. So you can go out and get your dancing shoes, and they got lots of parking area very safe and all that. So don't worry about the rice field that you have next door. Don't worry about it. They already harvested the rice. So and I know that's a very safe area, so you don't have to worry about any of that. All right. Two tickets have been given away. Keith Frank coming up right now. Tone Delphine. Delphine by the Mass Band featuring Keith Frank. A beautiful selection. It was made several years ago and produced several years ago with 25 past 11 o'clock on a beautiful Saturday. As I always say, it's a beautiful Saturday anytime. You can step out of your bed, put your feet on the floor, and you can feel the coolness of the floor. You got to be thankful. It's a beautiful day. All right, you said you had something that you wanted to talk about, Deborah. You wanted to say something about, but see, I can't pay you anything.
Okay.
I'll
do it for free.
You do it for free. Okay.
Don't forget the Young Stud Riders Trail Ride this weekend in Lacassine. Come out and support them.
In Lacassine.
Lacassine.
So y'all going?
We're too busy this weekend.
We got Gino tonight.
That's right. That's right. We got Gino tonight. Okay. Gino, I thought maybe that's good. But tomorrow y'all can go.
Tomorrow, we're going to have to see how much Gino wears out tonight.
So
Gino might wear us out where we can't get up.
So you are apparently you're a dancer.
Yeah, I don't miss a ruckus. I don't miss
really?
A ruckus.
That was a gentleman from Bro Bridge who, and I never knew his name, but he used to come at the Hamilton Club all the time.
He was a collie.
Uh-huh. He had them little quick step.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of looked like you a little bit, or you look like him.
I have some quick step, too, that I learned from my
father. Yeah, but that's a Brobridge step.
Yeah, I'm from Brobridge.
Yeah, and then Brobridge and the Cecilia area. And
oh, yeah.
He had them little quick steps. And and you speak French?
No. When I came up, when I left Brobridge, I was 2 years old, and when I got to Lake Charles, they didn't want us to talk like that, But I understand a little bit,
So no one can pull anything on you?
You can pull a little bit, but not much.
Not much?
Not much.
Yeah.
Not much.
I worked in Lake Charles.
Oh, really?
For 3.5 years. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Where?
In the federal building.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's good.
I had an office there in the federal building. And,
And
that was some trying times at that time when I was there.
Oh, yeah. There's still some fine time there, but,
I'm trying
to move back home on this end,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an office in my main office was in Lake Charles, and then I had two sub offices, one in DeRidder and one in Cameron.
Okay.
And I would travel in those all three of those parishes some days, and then I would drive back to Lafayette.
Okay.
I was a driving fool.
Oh, yeah.
Three and a half years I did that. Really?
I'm driving back and forth.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Back and forth to Maurice.
Hmm.
Lake Charles to Maurice.
Wow, it's not well. It's
really
not.
Rigs, really. Rigs.
Yeah,
yeah.
But it's not a bad ride. We complain because we live in a small city, New York area. Look, those people in California, they drive hours to get to work.
Oh yeah, it's true.
And they only a short distance, but the way that the traffic is, it keeps them from doing it.
Right.
All right, we're gonna go to music right now. We got 5 minutes before we take a break. Here comes something by Buckwheat. We were just talking about Buckwheat and talking about how he got started with Clifton Chenier. And he had his little band called Buckwheat and
Buckwheat and the Hitchhikers.
And the Hitchhikers.
Yeah.
That was sometime.
Some good old days.
That was sometime back.
Yeah.
Right. Buckwheat, he says on this one right here, please don't leave me. If you do, don't come back.
There was a
We'll be right back with more music right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Support for KRVS comes from Festivals Acadien et Creole, October 11th through 13th in Girard Park in Lafayette, featuring the Louisiana Crafts Fair sponsored by the Louisiana Arts Guild, with traditional and fine artists and craftspeople from across Louisiana. For details about participating artists and other festival activities, the website is festivalsacadien.com.
Hello, I'm Josh Collinet, Jamaica in New York. A concise history of reggae in the Big Apple.
Oh, yes. So what you saw,
that's next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
Oh, yes.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Early in the morning when it's time to get up. Poor T. Johnny, he just won't stop. He keeps on trying, but he won't give up. Poor T. Johnny, he's still trying to dance. Poor T. Johnny, woo! Poor T. Johnny. Say, poor T. Johnny, he's doing the Zydeco.
The way you make me feel,
you really turn me on.
Something brand new by Corey LeDay and The Way You Make Me Feel. And that's featuring, and if I can read some of this, is Michael Joe Jackson. And I think as well, Michael Jackson, I guess. This is the music that he played. But it was also featured on this CD. It's Corey LeDay, Morris LeDay, Brad Frank, Cecil Ballou, Paul Lil Buck Senegal, Chad Fuquay, and let's see, and then you have Greg Portier also on this, on the CD that was Corey LeDay just produced, a brand new CD. And by the way, he's going to be featured on stage over at the Festival Acadien et Creole, and that's on this coming weekend on the 12th, 11th and 12th, I believe it is, and so. He's going to be featured on there, and also he's going to have his CD release party. Actually, the festival is on October the 11th and the 13th. That's all going to take place in Girard Park. And they have bands such as, of course, they have Corey LeDay. They're going to have Lil Buck. They're going to have, all kinds of bands. They're going to have, Gino Delafosse is going to be playing. I'm looking at Jackie Kaye, the Hirval and Fuselier family, Les Bassett, the Balfour, Toujours, Dog Hill Stompers, Lafayette Rhythm Devil, Roddy Romero, Mitch Reed, and the Hub City All Stars. And they got the Forrest Hirval family, Kevin Nake, Ray Abshire, Babineau Sisters, the band of Court Bouillon, Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys, Wayne Toops, it's on and on and on. I'm naming some, and we're going to miss some, I'm sure. But this coming Saturday, we'll make sure that we let you know exactly who's going to be there and all of the bands going to be there. We'll talk about every one of those. And by the way, too, KRVS will be broadcasting live starting off at 12 noon for the entire festival during that time. So in case you want to come out and visit, we'll have a tent. And when you see KRVS, just come by and say hello, and we will be glad for you to come by and visit with us. And also, if you would like to be interviewed to be heard on the air, you're welcome to do so. And KRVS welcome all of you, and of course, we appreciate your support. And my guests, I think they have some closing remarks. They just want to remind people for tonight. And Harry, you got it.
I got it?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. Hey, everyone, don't forget us tonight at St. Joseph's Church at WOW Hall in Maurice with Gino Delafosse from 9:30 to 1:30 off of Highway 167 south of Maurice. Turn right at the red light, down half a mile down on Highway 92. And it starts at 9:30. At the door, it's $10.
Good.
And that's it.
All going to be taking place this tonight.
Tonight.
Not tonight. This coming Saturday now.
Tonight.
And that's all at WOW Hall in Maurice on Highway 92. That's where it's taking place. Thank both of you coming by and visiting with us.
Thank you.
And
thank
do
you.
Come by and visit thank again. You. I understand.
Sure will.
Yeah. And do come by and visit with us anytime you feel like it. And otherwise, but you got to remember now, when you come back, don't let her fingers point at, because she'd be telling you exactly what to say and when. Even though she put you on air first.
Yeah, I'm working on it next time, John. I'm going to come back and see you and MC.
Get your little stick and she point at you. That's what you have to do.
I remember that.
All right, 11:45. We got about 15 more minutes left of this program. Again, stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. This is KRVS. Lil Wayne, brand new CD. Listen to this one.
sad TV. Come on and let me love you. Come on and let me love you. Down in the Creole way. Whoa, my sad little girl. Come on and let me love you. Come on and let me love you. Down in the Creole way.
Leroy Thomas over in Hathaway on his Jewel of the Bayou CD and recorded, and let's see, that was Maison de Soul, and that was something that he produced this past year, brand new CD, and latest CD actually that he produced. Very good here on Leroy Thomas. All right, we got about 10 more minutes of the program, and ladies and gentlemen, we certainly enjoyed, appreciate you joining us at 8 o'clock this morning, like Miss Ella Mouton. Good morning to you. She's a rare self, as usual. I just want to say good morning to all of the custodians over at Acadiana High School And also the cooks over working the cafeteria workers. I want to say good morning to all of you. Miss Mary, you keep those ladies in line because some of them are getting out of control there. So you got to keep them in line. But I know you can do that with no problem. Say good morning to my aunt, Margaret, and Catherine, and all of you. And Babette in Houston, Texas, good morning to all of you. Hope that you're spending a very good day. And also, Cynthia and Philip and LaToya and all the rest of the entire family, good morning to all of you. All right, let's continue with something to close out about another 9 minutes of program. Something by Horace Traho. And he says, let's dance all night.
So no, I say. tu non sei capace.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure providing the entertainment for you since 8 o'clock this morning. I just want to say this. It's a pleasure always, as I just heard from Mr. Goldman Thibodeau. It always touches you when you get a call and people say, thank you for what you do. We do this because it's a pleasure, and we want to make sure that we continue to maintain the heritage and the music. And this is part of our culture. And I am proud to be a part of it. And I do this and I sacrifice every Saturday morning just to come here and entertain all of you. And just by showing the appreciation, by calling us and letting us know, inspire us to continue to do what we do. You have a good, safe weekend. And please, please, the law says you're not supposed to be texting and you're still doing so. You're putting your life in danger and other people in danger. Just think about what you're doing. Y'all have a good weekend and a safe one. Just stay tuned for Herman Fuselier. He's coming right up at 12 noon. So don't you dare go away. Y'all have a good one and see y'all this coming Saturday at 8 a.m. On behalf of MC and I, y'all have a good, safe weekend. Bye. Oh,